Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Just like the song says, even when we can't see it, He's working. Even when we can't feel it, He's working. Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, how good is that song, Waymaker? I'm sure we've all heard it about 1,000 times each, and I can't get enough of it. But those lyrics are actually Bible-based lyrics. Even when we can't see it, He's working. Even when we can't feel it, He's working. He never stops. He never stops working. So true. Well, the book of Esther is a book that also contains this truth. As I've said earlier, the name of God is not mentioned in Esther, and the word prayer is not mentioned either. But despite the fact it doesn't record prayer, we know from an inference that it says they fasted, that they were praying as well. And even though it doesn't say God did this and God did that, we can see the hand of God in the story of Esther and Mordecai. And God just arranges things in the book of Esther. He's there throughout the story, working His will, doing His will. And at the end of the story, the Jewish people are saved from annihilation. And the Bible says many of the people of the land become Jews. So God's will is done by the end of the book of Esther. And, you know, His kingdom comes, His kingdom grows. You know, the Israelites actually grow and multiply. They're blessed. They have one of their people, Esther, strategically placed in the king's palace as the queen. We see Mordecai also strategically placed in the palace. So the reality is God is working powerfully in the book, but the book doesn't say God did it and God did that. But even though it's not even mentioned, we know He's working. Is this a New Testament truth? Yes, it is. The term is the providence of God. That's how we word it in modern English, the providence of God. And what it means is God is working. And Romans chapter 8 picks up on this truth. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, we know that God works all things together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. God works all things for good. And in the book of Esther, we see the providence of God. Is this a New Testament truth? You bet it is. We see God working in the New Testament, not just when the people are praying specifically for something. And I'm all for prayer, and I'm all for specific requests. I'm all for declaring the word of God. I'm all for speaking to mountains. I'm all for standing and believing and trusting God. But you know what? Sometimes when we haven't even done that, God works. And this is a great truth. You know, we see in the book of Acts in Acts chapter 8, the Bible says, you know, I talked about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Well, after the eunuch believes, Philip baptizes him in the water and he becomes a Christian. It's a great story. But the Bible says that straight after that, Philip was found at Azotus. And I believe that means that the Spirit of God literally picked up Philip and carried him to another part of the world so he could preach the gospel there. Now, the Bible does not say that Philip said, now, Lord, take me up. Lord, fly me to Azotus. You know, sometimes you can't kind of do that. You know, you just got to do your best and just trust God that He's working. And when we're trusting Him, when we're in His purposes, when we're in His plans, sometimes He just works and does what He wants to do. And that story of Philip is an example. Another Old Testament example is the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, the Bible does not say that they were standing in faith that they would be delivered from the fiery furnace. The Bible actually just says that they just chose to obey the word of God, which says, don't bow down to idols, don't bow down to anyone. You shall have no God except the Lord your God. And so that's what they were standing on. You know, I've heard faith preachers over the years try and pretend that they were standing in faith for their deliverance. There's no record of that in Scripture. In fact, when the king said, hey guys, I'm giving you one more chance. You want to bow down? You're going to be sweet. If you don't bow down to me and my gods, you're going in the fiery furnace. And what do they say? Hey king, we ain't bowing down. And even if our God doesn't deliver us, we still won't bow down. In other words, they were ready to die. And we know what happens. In the midst of their commitment and their decision to follow the Lord, God did a miracle. God's providence kicked in. They were rescued from the fiery furnace, and they were delivered. And this is a Bible truth, and it's all through the book of Esther, and it's all through the Bible. As we obey God, as we stand for God, live by His word, sometimes God just does stuff in our lives that we haven't even asked for.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.